on your appointment to chair this conference. I would like to assure you of the full cooperation and support of the German delegation in your work. We would also like to thank France for the able stewardship of the Rio conference last year, the ISU for their support to states parties in fulfilling their obligations under the convention, as well as the coordinators of amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 for their support to the convention. Germany aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Additionally, I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, the meeting of state parties to the CCW and its protocols remains an important forum to discuss the consequences of the use of conventional weapons, including the effects of technological developments and humanitarian implications. The possibility to address new challenges to IHL in this forum remains crucial. We are concerned about reports of the use of incendiary weapons in recent conflicts and call upon all states to accede to Protocol 3 of the CCW. We regret that Protocol 3 issues were removed from the CCW agenda, and we request to have them back next year. Universal cessation of the CCW and its protocols remain a priority. On this note, Germany wishes to congratulate the Republic of Malawi on joining the CCW. Despite this positive signs, we have to redouble our efforts to bring additional states into the convention. Germany welcomes the extensive work that has been accomplished in the group of governmental experts on laws. We will address this topic during the appropriate agenda item. Mr. President, further consultations and progress in addressing the humanitarian risks posed by mines other than anti-personnel mines are needed. Two aspects could make a real difference: detectability and lifespan limitations. In this regard, Germany would welcome the inclusion of Motapen on next year's CCW agenda. In view of the adoption conference of the political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas later this week in Dublin, Germany would like to thank Ireland for their immense efforts and engagement over the last years in steering the process. We hope that the declaration will be supported by the largest number of states possible and welcome broad participation in order to launch an effective, strong and inclusive follow-up process. Mr. President, the CCW, by its name, stipulates the prohibition or restriction of certain conventional weapons that cause effective suffering or have indiscriminate effects. There are credible reports that Russia, a state party to this convention, uses means of combat contrary to its obligations under the CCW in its illegal war of aggression against Ukraine. We call on Russia to immediately put an end to the war it started. IHL must be fully respected, including the CCW and its protocols. Thank you, Mr.